Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. I want to talk to you today about 2 words that we hear a lot of that we think go together, and they do, but there's also some differences between them that I think are really important to share. And it is, I cannot tell you how many people I talk to who are like, when I have the confidence, I will do this. When I have the confidence, I will do this. And ask yourself if you've ever said that before, because I'm sure you have. We've all done it. But it's this belief that when I magically have the confidence that it's all going to work out, I'm going to be able to do it. I won't be swayed by what people think or say about me. I won't be concerned if it's not perfect. And it is something that so many of us are striving for, as though the confidence is something that we're just going to have, or that it is something that someone else has and we don't have. And because we don't have it, we can't do what they're doing. And I want you to just give you a different perspective on confidence, in the sense that confidence is a muscle. I've always looked at confidence as a muscle. It is something that we grow and we build. The only way to build a muscle is through resistance. That's actually the only way. If you've ever tried to work out in the gym and you worked out building muscles and you've like picked up the 2 pounds, sorry, no offense, but you picked up the 2 pounds and you just like, you know, lift 100 bicep curls, there's not enough resistance there to actually build muscle. We build muscle in the breakdown of the muscle and the rest and repair of giving that muscle time to repair. That is literally how we build muscle. So it requires resistance. The only way you can build confidence is to go through courage. It is the only way. And it's interesting because I think of these words back when I wrote my book. It's in the tagline of my book, in the sense that it is, you know, building my path. I don't have it in front of me. Building the path of my purpose through clarity, confidence, and courage. And I liked the way that that flowed, but I don't think I really actually at the time understood what it meant. And I just wanted to share this piece. If you want the confidence without the courage, it's never going to happen. You have to go through courage to get there. And there's a couple of just really simple things. I'm really hoping that this little episode is just going to shift your thinking a little bit to see what is available for you. So first definition, confidence is the feeling or belief that we can rely on something or someone. It's like this sense of firm trust. So having this sense of trust. So, you know, if you think of having confidence in a friendship, right? Full trust, belief in their powers, trustworthiness, reliability of them and who they are, that they say what they mean and mean what they say. You trust them. We have confidence in them. We will speak to them and share because we have confidence that our message will be, you know, safe and protected. But it's also, that's a person that we might go to because we have confidence in connecting with them. Now, what if I just flip that and turn it back on ourselves, on you, to say, all right, then can you rely on yourself? Do you have a sense of firm trust with yourself? Do you have confidence in your ability to succeed? Do you believe in yourself? Do you have trustworthiness within yourself? Do you mean what you say and say what you mean? Do you have reliability in yourself? Not perfection, never said that, but reliability, belief in yourself, belief in your ability. Self-confidence is like the muscle is built within first. And so it is really important that if you're looking for this, this is something that you build within yourself. A confident person tends to be good at taking action because they know that they can do it or they're going to learn along the way. If they do it and it doesn't turn out the way that they want or expect, most of the time, a person who is, you know, resilient or competent or feels those things, they know they'll be okay. They'll learn lessons and they'll figure it out and they'll go. And they did not feel that way the very first time. I guarantee it. They did not feel that way the very first time. Before you do something scary, our subconscious mind is painting the picture of all the ways that it could go wrong so that we can protect ourselves, so that we don't get in that situation, right? We protect ourselves from everything. That's its job, is to keep us safe. And so if you are in a space before you do something the first time, you're not going to be confident at it. In fact, you're probably going to fall. You're probably going to have mistakes and you're probably going to feel like, what am I doing? You have to allow yourself to be a beginner before you can figure out what that looks like. And I actually think this is really powerful when we're talking about like having our voice and being outspoken, because it can get really unclear, especially in the online space, is what is my voice? Like, what is my voice? Or am I really swayed by how everyone else talks or what they say or what they do or how they show up or how they put their content together? And that's why it can be a really slippery slope about being so swayed by what we see online. It is not a way. If you do not have confidence in your voice and your message, and that is okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But then really be clear on how much time you are on social media, because that is something that is going to get in your own head with what your message is. So confidence, nobody has it in the beginning. Like you think, you look at people and you think they have so much confidence. Nobody has in the beginning. And this is going to be a caveat I want to say. There are some kids, like little kids that you might have seen, you might have raised one, who look like they have so much confidence. And our formative years are up to the age of 7 years old, 7 to 8 years old. So some kids actually might look and show as though they have a ton of confidence, because they do. They also haven't heard the messages of like, don't do that. Don't behave that way. Don't be in that way. Don't show up that way. Don't do that. That's not safe. And I mean, if you are doing that to protect your kids, I get it. But it's also like, we don't want to squash their confidence either. So they haven't fully developed in their subconscious mind yet. And I do think that there are some people who have the personality that portrays as they are incredibly confident and out they go and they just do the thing. That might not always be the case. That might be the outward appearance that you see, right? Because we never know what's going on behind somebody, behind the scenes with them. So I just want to share that piece of what confidence is. Now, courage is the ability to do something that scares you, that frightens you. It is the quality, like your quality of mind or spirit, that enables you to face something difficult, dangerous, painful, without seeing the fear and knowing that you'll be okay, you'll figure it out. You're resilient, you'll figure it out. You're resourceful, you'll figure it out. Courage is the ability to do something difficult, even when you're scary, even when there's risks. So if you think about, in a sense, this is just one example of using your voice, confidence is like that feeling of that self-trust, that belief, that trustworthiness in yourself, reliability of yourself, confidence in your ability to succeed. You can't get that. You can't grow that muscle without doing something that scares you first. The quality of like your thought and going into facing something that feels really freaking uncomfortable. That's courage and bravery. So the only way to build that confidence muscle is to go through courage first. That's the only way. Now, I could even back this up one step further. The only way to do this is to actually lean into vulnerability, because vulnerability is the ability to allow yourself to be seen and heard. And that is scary when you first start. It requires you to go through courage in order to gain that trust in yourself, lean into vulnerability, to then do the thing and build the confidence. So such a simple thing, such a simple concept, but I heard a piece of this about building confidence, and maybe go down a rabbit hole, because those are words that I've interchanged and used so many times. So here's the last little kicker. I say it with so much love. I know so many of you want to feel confident without the courage. I don't want to do the difficult thing. I just want to feel it. What if we just change that story and that, you know, you can't actually, that's not how it happens. There's no way to get to confidence without going through courage first, without leaning into vulnerability first. And why don't we paint a picture that is not like the worst case scenario of confidence is going to be the hardest thing I've ever done. It's going to be the worst experience in my life. What if we normalize that those steps are what everybody has to go through in order to gain and grow that confidence? Everyone does. But here's the other thing that I heard that just went, okay, that actually lands, is you want confidence to feel good, right? You want it to feel good. You think it feels good. You think it feels like, oh, I can do this now because I'm confident. And then, of course, there's those moments of like, is that my ego? And I probably shouldn't show up like that. But we want confidence to feel a certain way, right? We are actually human beings wired by what do we see, what do we feel, what do we hear. Those are our internal representation systems. That's how we function in the world. It really is. You want confidence because you think it's going to help you to feel a certain way to do whatever that is in your life or business, right? Whatever that is in your life or business. And I want to share, like, we are running a alliance co-working space, co-platform, collaboration, connection with all these women who are stepping forth, wanting to connect with each other and build their businesses. And I say this to share. Here are women stepping out, doing the uncomfortable thing, going into a room. They don't know people. It's virtual. And I know that that can be scary. And every single one of them is still feeling self-doubt, still feeling like unsure, comparison, imposter syndrome. They're all still feeling it. So that's even with taking steps that are going through courage, they are still feeling all of those same feelings. But the challenge is, you want confidence to feel good. You think it feels good having it at the end. And the only way to get there is through courage, but courage doesn't feel good. We've painted a picture in our head that doesn't feel good. That's scarier than building confidence. It's like, I don't have courage. That doesn't feel good. Being courageous, putting yourself out there, being and leaning into vulnerability doesn't feel good. So you're trying to find a way to get to confidence, to building that muscle, and you can't because you want to avoid the courage steps first. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. I'm sorry to be the one to say it, but I just have to share it, that I want to normalize that you cannot get to confidence without going through courage. So what is one thing that you can do that's maybe a little bit scary, a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit out there? What is one thing that you can do that puts you out there so that you can build, flex that muscle to build more confidence? Add some resistance, build more confidence. It's a muscle. And if you really want to build those muscles, they require consistent resistance, rest, putting yourself out there, pushing the limits. That's what it is. It's a muscle. And you can grow it. I promise you, you can. You absolutely can. Also in the right safe containers, because in the right containers, it feels safe in order to put yourself out there. One of the hardest things is our subconscious mind wants safety, right? It really wants safety. So we have to allow it to feel safe in order to put ourselves out there. And you're like, okay, but Marcia, you just said it's scary. So how can I feel safe? It comes from building safety from within. It really does. That means that maybe the first containers that you practice, you know, going through courage in order to build confidence, they're small containers. They're safe containers. They are people that you're connecting with and puts you in a space where it's like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. That's how we do it. It takes time. It's practice, but you absolutely can do it. And so much can change on the other side when you continue to build this muscle. So if you want to learn a little bit more, I've been talking about limiting beliefs, about overcoming limiting beliefs, finding your superpowers, what those tools and techniques are. There's a couple ways that you can do it in the show notes. I have the Become Outspoken open house. It is April 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. EST. It's a free 4-hour workshop, and you can come for part of it. You can come for all of it, whatever you want. You can jump on Zoom with me. It will stream into the Facebook group too. So that is something that's available. I did it in January. Absolutely loved it. Was really unsure when I did it if I could like carry that energy and be in that space, but I loved it. And so I'm going to do it again. So that is free. That is on April 24th. And then the Bespoke, it is the audio program, the private podcast platform to help you to understand how to like build that confidence muscle, understand your subconscious mind, how to put your voice together to be able to share it and put it out there. And that's still on a birthday promo because it's an audio program that we are continuing to add content to. So I am loving being able to support you in these different ways. If that speaks to you, it's in the show notes. Either way, I am grateful that you are here. We are very near episode 700, which is mind-blowing. So thank you. I just want to say thank you for being here. If this show has ever spoke to you, please leave a rating and review on Apple or Spotify. It really does help the show to grow. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I would love to know how this message lands for you today. And know that I believe in you. You absolutely can get to confidence. Just go through courage first and work through that resistance. You'll build those muscles. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.